You know, first it was the big greedy banks. Then it was the big three automakers. Remember those hearings that occurred down the street in Washington where they just excoriated the greed and the mismanagement and everything else of those industries? Well, you can tell that Congress must be looking for a whipping child again, because guess what? They have the big five oil execs in front of them today in the United States Senate. And boy, are they going at it. Just outraged, I say, at $4 a gallon. Outraged at Exxon Mobil's posting a $10.7 billion quarterly profit, Chevron posting a $6.2 billion profit, and ConocoPhillips posting a $3 billion profit in light of the poor taxpayer having to pay these high gasoline bills when they go in and go to the pump. But when you begin examining who is actually making more at the gas tank in some of this, it really makes you wonder whether we should be looking more at our government's role in some of this as opposed to the oil execs. Now, look, you know, if you listen to me, I am no apologist for the oil industry. I think there's a lot of things that can be done to deal with them in reference to the some of what I think are collusive types of activities. But at the same time, to make them the sole rationale, the sole reason why we're paying more at the pump is just once again another, Ron Smith and I were talking about, another show hearing. Joining us now, and I appreciate his time joining us now, is John Mavretich. He's Director of Communications at the Institute for Energy Research. Your guy there, Robert Bradley Jr., wrote a piece for Forbes, Oil Company Earnings, Reality Over Rhetoric. It was very interesting. How you doing, John?
Very well, C4. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Look, I tried to lay out a little bit here. What we have going on currently, they're still in hearings, is this big hearing where they want to spank the oil execs for this greed, right, John, that's occurring right now, which is why we have high gas prices, right?
Right, yeah. That I think you pretty much summed it up pretty well. It's supposed to be a public spanking that essentially is just basically a good photo opportunity for some of these more liberal lawmakers who want to seem like they're taking these oil CEOs to task on high gas prices, putting the blame on them, when really Washington's policies is probably the greatest singular factor in these high gas prices.
Your CEO and founder of the Institute for Energy Research wrote in his piece for Forbes, at the gas tank, integrated oil companies make about 7 cents per gallon. Meanwhile, the government extracts more than 48 cents on average per gallon. That's right. Uncle Sam takes nearly seven times more out of drivers' wallets via taxation than big oil. But that part of the story is never told, John.
Well, right, of course. And a part of the story that isn't told is that 80% of the price of gas is a combination of taxes and crude oil. So if the price of crude oil is going up and taxes continue going up, then you're obviously going to continue to see the price of gas going up. They might have these dog and pony shows in Washington to try to distract you from that fact. They push these alternatives like green energy, windmills, and solar panels. But in reality, all it's do is helping push up the price of gas.
Yeah, that worked out real well for corn, didn't it?
And food right,
prices.
Right.
Yeah, it worked out very well there. But also, John, I think, and we might bring in a little bit of the hearing in a moment so you can hear some of what's going on as well. But right now, I do want to talk with you about the fact that while, you know, all this is going on, what really can be done, if anything, particularly for taxpayers who are facing hard times right now? I mean, really, it's the market or is anything can be done other than what we're talking about?
Well, absolutely, things can be done, and actually that's been brought up in the hearing today, which is increasing access. America is the third largest oil-producing nation in the world. That's something a lot of people don't realize. We're often told that we're subject to the whims of OPEC, when that actually does not need to be the case. A congressional research study actually showed that we have over 160 billion barrels of oil in our own country. So there's no need for us to be at the whims of other nations and their prices. Of course, you can't extract oil out of the ground the day after you get a permit, but today's speculation is tomorrow's expectations.
Exactly. That's the very point. Where speculation comes in is our movement towards that could actually lead to a reduction fairly recently.
Absolutely. And actually, you saw this back when President Bush lifted the executive moratorium on drilling in the OCS. The price of oil dropped $9 per barrel of oil before he was even done with his speech. And then it dropped again after the Congress lifted the moratorium. So that could absolutely happen again. You know, speculation is on, you know, the futures market. And if the future is more abundant energy, then the market's going to reflect that.
John Mavretich, let's check on the show down the street. See what the actor in. You're like a play. You got to see what to act for.
Some good stuff, though.
Yeah. And I pointed out what a small slice you are of the world. You're competing with national
Senator Orrin Hatch.
Oil companies. National, international oil companies, I guess you'd have to say. Well, let me just finish with this comment, Mr. Chairman. If I've got you correctly here, what you're saying is that it would be very unfair to pass this type of legislation because it would be selective taxation against peculiarly your industry that other industries in this country have benefit from. And that just doesn't seem right to you as far as I can see. I mean, that's, if I'm summarizing this properly, you can surely correct me, but if I'm not summarizing it in the right way, and that would be an unfair approach and would make you less competitive if that happened, and that would cost jobs, and most importantly of all, and it costs real jobs because you employ a lot of people. If you could do your work up there in Alaska, my gosh, you'd put a lot of people to work.
John, I want you to respond to that because that's what some of the accusations are, just selectively going after this industry. And not only doing that, but just like you heard Senator Hatch say, the possible impact on jobs, all of the above.
Right. Well, yeah. And Senator Hatch absolutely deserves some credit today as being possibly the only voice of reason in the room. Of course, that's what the legislation is proposing to do, take certain tax benefits that all manufacturers across the board in America are allowed to take, and selectively choose companies that you to tell them you're not allowed to take these deductions from your taxable income. It's absolutely a discriminatory policy, and it's not a precedent that you want to set in Washington, where you can set companies' tax rates at different percentages just because you don't like what they're doing.
I'm not going to sit here and raise pom-poms for the oil industry. They don't need my help. They have plenty of billions of dollars
Absolutely.
To deal with without me. But at the same time, this type of reactionary political grandstanding, and if anything, what it will do, because if they take away some of these tax incentives, we call them subsidies, but tax incentives and other things like that, it could possibly drive up gasoline prices, do exactly the opposite, John, of what they're anticipating to do.
Well, right. It would increase the cost of energy production in America. So energy companies looking to produce oil or gas, remember, we're in a global market. Anti-drilling activists are always telling us oil is a global commodity, and they're absolutely right. There's nothing keeping these companies here. There's plenty of oil in Africa, in Southeast Asia, and these companies will just as quickly go there if the taxes are lower and the barriers to entry are easier to get through. The Obama administration is clearly setting huge barriers to domestic energy production, and this is their attempt to raise taxes on them. It's a perfect recipe to drive companies out of America, overseas to developing nations, and put us at a competitive disadvantage to other nations.
Just good government, John, that's all. Just good government.
Yeah, right.
John Mavrich, it's great to speak with you. Director of Communications at the Institute for Energy Research. We have Robert Bradley's piece posted. Thank you for your time. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It, John.
Absolutely.